Money FM 89.3, best of drive time.
Money FM 89.3, it is now time for Sports Minutes. I'm Elliot Danka together with Ziaul Raushan. Today, we're talking about equality in sports. Yeah, inclusion, look, in fact.
Exactly. Equality, inclusion, two buzzwords that are the duty of sport to bring along, right? We argue about the power of sport and what it can do. And this story in particular caught my eye in terms of the fight for equality, the fight for football serving a greater purpose.
Mm-hmm. And it is published on the Straits Times. In fact, you go to straitstimes.com and you can check it out. A good friend of ours is the man behind it, Dipen Raj Ganesan. He really puts together some really good work. It's about the Migrant Domestic Workers Futsal League.
Yeah, the title alone has you intrigued, right? In terms of, you think about football as a week-to-week activity that perhaps me and you put ourselves through thinking. We are still good at those kind of football fun, but I think this is the beautiful part of the game where it serves a much greater purpose in terms of uniting the marginalized parts of our population.
And we weren't kidding. Migrant workers, right? That means lots of female players.
Yep, that's another interesting aspect to this whole story, because by migrant domestic workers, we are talking about those helpers that a lot of us have at home. And we often think of them as here just to serve a purpose in terms of helping us in our daily lives. But they too have ambitions, have hopes, have dreams. And I think this goes some way to helping them achieve it.
Let's speak with the organizer of this. I've got Rasvinda Singh, Executive Director, D2D Sports, on the line. Rasvinda, how are you?
I'm good, Elliot. How are you doing?
Very good, sir. And thanks a lot for helping us out with this. What an amazing event you guys held. I suppose, I mean, just as a start, just to sort of icebreak a little bit, give us your impression of the entire event.
I probably would start from the very beginning of this idea. And actually, we did not know of this. I mean, when we think about foreign or rather migrant domestic workers, you wouldn't associate them with playing sports on their days off, right? You know, most of the time we have this image of them hanging out with their colleagues in you know, all these catchment areas, so to speak. It could be in Geylang Serai area, or could have been in Far East Plaza.
Having a nice picnic. I always get jealous. I'll go there and look at the food and like, wow.
Exactly. And they bring their speakers along and they know how to throw a party.
So nice.
Yeah, but Rasvinda, to your point, how come the idea to bring them into sport as a way of spending their days off?
Well, this idea came to me through someone who was working with us as a freelancer, Mr. Lubis Ratno. He actually came across this tournament that was for migrant workers. And then he got intrigued by it, got involved in it because he sponsored one of the Filipino teams in the tournament. Mm. And then he made contact with the other teams that were participating in the tournament. And he brought that idea up to me because it seems that there was a gap. They were looking to play more regularly than every once in a while. Mm. So they were looking to play something that was more organized and something more regular. So that's something we can offer, and I took up that offer.
Wow. Was it difficult to get participants to fill the numbers?
No, not at all, actually. These participants mainly came from the tournament that they played in. And I think we got 8 teams in total in the end, which wasn't much of a struggle to get, in fact, because everyone just came very quickly, registered themselves, and here we are, the league of an 8-team league in the first season. I think it's really good.
And the season recently culminated just over the past weekend in terms of a grand finale. How was that like in terms of, you talk about giving them a platform to go out and perform almost, right? How did they embrace the season finale?
Actually, they embraced the season finale with a lot of excitement. But if you've been to the matches from the first day itself, there has always been a lot of buzz and excitement and because they come not just with the players, their friends as well turn up for the matches. And for the matches, the atmosphere in the match at the matches is equivalent to what it is in the stadiums. You know, it's like a full house stadium. Everyone's cheering, shouting, screaming their lungs out. And I think that was the kind of atmosphere we got in the end. And I think for myself, Lubis as well, we felt a lot of love from the players because I think they felt really appreciative that we came out and did this for them. Mm. So, you know, they made us feel a bit like celebrities as well, you know, taking taking lots of photos with us. And also, I think that was a big thing from the fans. The feeling of love, I think, is unrequited, right? You know, yeah. Not easy to get that feeling, not easy to get much appreciation as well. I've been running tournaments, football leagues and events for years, almost a decade right now. And, you know, it's quite common when you are in this position that you might get some brickbats, might get some criticism.
Of course.
Yeah, you know, because not every decision you make will be liked by everyone. So it's quite common. But this is a flip side to it. It's completely different.
I mean, I think Rasvinda deserves praise, if anything, and you should feel like a celebrity because we're talking about this Singaporean who has organized an international competition here in Singapore because the 8 teams are from countries like India, Indonesia, Myanmar, Philippines. I mean, that's a pretty awesome feat.
Yeah, true. But I do have prior experience of organizing tournaments for the international communities here, but of course this is completely international, so yes, in that sense it's unique.
So on that note of you saying you have experience, a prior experience, obviously organizing at a more professional level, what aspects of that experience comes into play in managing some of the challenges that you might have faced when you were putting this tournament together?
Actually, because in this aspect it's a bit different. Because all this time we would have thought that mates get every Sunday off. I didn't know that it's not every Sunday that they are off. They're probably off about twice a month.
Okay.
So therefore, at the start, we had to figure out. Actually, I was thinking it would have been a league that they play every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that due to the availability of the mates, we can only schedule this once a month. So we had to get the dates confirmed. And then ask the teams, and once all the teams agree to this date, only then we could book the pitch.
Mm.
And then we can set out our fixtures in such a way that it'd be played once a month. So these are unique experiences and unique challenges that I faced.
Now, Rasvinda, certainly sounds like a logistical nightmare, right? Managing the domestic workers' off days and planning the fixtures around it. But again, the goodness is at the center of this. So I'm keen to find out, were there various stakeholders that wanted to come in and help you along this journey? Because it's such a feel-good thing, right?
Yeah, to be honest, I struggled to get sponsors. I did approach some companies, but maybe I wasn't getting through to the right person that's making the decision, but nobody really came forward to sponsor. But I have a special mention to a group of dedicated, experienced referees. Because at first, when we were doing this, we were thinking, you know, maybe we do not need referees. We could do with volunteers, or the matches could be self-refereed. But I felt that didn't give a professional vibe to it. You need a referee, whether it's a friendly match or a tournament like this, or a league like this, you need proper referees refereeing the match to manage it as well. So I was really at my wit's end on who I could approach, and then there came about a friend of mine, Ismadi. He's been a former FAS referee, FAS match commissioner as well. So I mooted this idea to him, and he agreed almost immediately. He agreed to accept the job. I explained to him as well, we cannot afford to pay you the normal referee fees because the match fees we collect from the teams are not actually the amount we would normally collect for our normal leagues and competitions.
Yep.
So we had to reduce the match fees significantly so that these teams could play in this league. And he agreed to just a very substantial, a very small amount just to cover transport.
Okay.
Yeah, and big ups to them for agreeing to that. And they were the only partners we had in this tournament, and I'm really, really grateful to them.
Yeah, fantastic.
Lubis as well, he did a great job. I mean, I've already spoken to him about the brainchild, the idea coming from him, but he also sponsored one of the teams in the league.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So a lot of goodwill, and clearly Ismadi, the former referee, decided to take this on board, not just because it's pace, but also because of the goodwill. But you talked about getting more sponsors on board. Season 1 just came to a culmination. I'm sure there's season 2, 3, 4 planned in the pipeline. If sponsors or potential sponsors were listening in, why would you tell them to convince them to come on board and help this cause?
Well, I would feel that those people who are serving, you know, whose needs probably, whose businesses revolve around maids or foreign domestic workers or whatever you want to call it. Nowadays, it's called migrant domestic workers. So we had a name change during a season also because of
okay.
Yeah, because when it started out, I all the while I thought it was foreign domestic workers. Then it changed to migrant. So, yeah. So, yeah, those that are probably in the logistics industry, remittance, you know, because these players in our leagues would use your services for their needs. So, you know, this is a good catchment market for you. So that's where I feel, you know, the companies can get involved. I mean, that's one area. The other one is, of course, based on a good view of what we are trying to do, you can always come forward and support our cause as well, because it's you know, it's a good thing. You know, this group of people, they don't get much chance to indulge in an activity they love. They probably, a lot of them, I've spoken to them, I've written articles about the teams, about the players, and a lot of them, they have background knowledge of playing football, or they have skills that they've developed in their home country, but once they come here to work, they've, you know, not played football for long, they don't know where they can go and play, what outlets they have. So, you know, here they are.
Rasvinda, just to elaborate a little bit more on that, so how can I get in touch? Is there a website I could reach out to if there were potential sponsors?
Facebook page, yeah. We have a Facebook page. You just search for MDW Futsal League.
Okay, MDW Futsal League, and I'm sure we can get updates on next season as well.
Yeah, exactly. And
I'm thinking it's got to be more teams. We should go there and cover a live match.
I was just saying this. You're looking for referees. You're looking for sponsors. You're looking for commentators. Just get in touch with Elliot and I. We'll be happy to come and play a part in this, Rasvinda. Now, are you looking to expand this beyond football? You know, we've covered a bodybuilding competition for migrant workers before, Elliot and I. But there must be other sports or other possible interesting pursuits that these domestic workers want to carry out, right?
Yeah, there might be. I haven't really spoken to them about other sports that they might be interested in. But I think sports like probably volleyball, hockey even, I think this could be sports that they might be interested in.
All right. Well, certainly looking forward to the next season. I think this is great that we have this right at our doorstep. We've been speaking with Rasvinda Singh, who is Executive Director, D2D Sports. Rasvinda, thank you for all the good work that you've done. Take care and have a great day.
My pleasure. And you have a good day as well. Take care.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.